You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Severe weather spawned numerous tornadoes across Wisconsin yesterday. While northeast Wisconsin avoided much of the damage and the drama, other areas were not so lucky. A tornado made landfall in Loyal in Clark County yesterday around 5 p.m. An hour later, a tornado in Dodge County caused significant damage to structures, homes, and buildings, including a nursing home in Juneau and the Dodge County Airport. In Mayville, trees and power lines are downed, and buildings in the industrial park were damaged. We Energies is reporting over 12,000 customers are without power, primarily in the southern portion of the state. For WPS customers, the damage was less severe, with only scattered outages. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about storm chaser scams. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
Following the severe weather across the state, officials say residents should be on the lookout for repair crews going door-to-door offering help. The scammers are typically from out of state and seek to take advantage of those who experienced storm damage. What they like to do is take payments for repairs and leave the area without doing any work. You should look to hire local contractors and detail repair work. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Cellcom customers are without voice and SMS service due to a widespread outage that started Wednesday night and is ongoing. Around 6:30 yesterday, the company issued a statement that users may have to wait longer for things to return to normal. Data, mobile and landline internet, RCS, and iMessage work for most customers, but number porting is unavailable, making it difficult to make phone calls or send text messages. Businesses and organizations such as the Village of Ashwaubenon and the Ashwaubenon School District that use Cellcom report that their phone lines are down due to the outage. The number of unemployed people in Wisconsin increased slightly in April, according to preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate increased slightly to 3.3% over the last month. That's still 0.9 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. Wisconsin's labor force decreased by 4,900 over the month. Over 3,066,000 people were employed in the state of Wisconsin in April. In an area full of bays, rivers, lakes, locks, and other waterways, the Green Bay Police Department dive team has to be prepared for high-risk water emergencies. That team recently completed an intensive 5-day swift water rescue training course, receiving specialized instruction in victim rescue, recovery, self-rescue, rope systems, and coordinated response in fast-moving water conditions. The GBPD dive team is now available for deployment across the region, county, and state, and supports mutual aid requests from neighboring jurisdictions. See photos and videos of the training in our story at WGBW.fm. Students in the Communities Program at Oshkosh North High School have partnered with the City of Oshkosh Planning Department to host tomorrow's annual Bike Osh event. Participants will bike around the city from 9 a.m. until noon. Caden Lederhaus is one of the high school juniors putting on the event. He loves biking and wants to be involved in a program that educates bikers and drivers alike.
We just want to use that to help show the biking infrastructure that Oshkosh has and just like also educate our drivers. We know biking is a huge part in like a lot of people's lives. Oshkosh has, it's a smaller city compared to Madison, and biking is still very important here. And we just want to make biking like safer in Oshkosh. We want to make more people bike. We just want it to be more community like based thing.
WGBW sister station WISS is proud to be one of the 20 pit stops for the Bike Osh event Saturday. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges of helping a man evade U.S. immigration authorities in her courthouse. She's charged with concealing an individual to prevent arrest and obstruction. A July trial date has been set. In the meantime, Dugan's attorneys have submitted a motion to dismiss the case, claiming she was acting in her official capacity as a judge and is immune to prosecution. They also say the federal government violated Wisconsin's sovereignty by disrupting a state courtroom and prosecuting a state judge. You can expect multiple high-profile cases before the Wisconsin Supreme Court to get rulings soon. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is set to end her 30th year in the court next month, and that means the court will have to deliver opinions in a number of cases. That includes a full ruling on Wisconsin's current abortion laws, rulings on Wisconsin Act 10, which restricts collective bargaining for public unions, a ruling on WIAA actions against student athletes, and a ruling on PFAS regulations. There's also a challenge from Governor Tony Evers against the legislative committee that handles how state agencies are allowed to create rules, which has consistently blocked actions by Evers' office. Bradley's last day is June 30th.
A bipartisan group of state lawmakers is proposing legislation aimed at recruiting more out-of-state workers into Wisconsin. The bill is being circulated for co-sponsorship and would establish a grant program for municipalities, tribal organizations, and nonprofits. The grant program would allow those organizations to present funding proposals to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to persuade workers to relocate to their regions. The initiative comes amid significant population decline projections in the state over the next 25 years. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers back from the road trip host the Minnesota Twins tonight in Milwaukee. Chad Patrick on the mound for the crew against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers coming off that much-needed 9-5 win Wednesday in Cleveland. Better defense, better pitching, and driving in runners in scoring position. Christian Yelich.
You know, that's what we got to do if we want to be a good team. I think it's shown up at times this year. It just hasn't shown up consistently or as consistently as we would like. But, you know, you just got to keep striving to get there and have it all click.
NFL Packers offseason practices continue in Green Bay. Without defensive back Jair Alexander, his position coach, Derek Ansley, asked, does he still keep in contact with Jair?
Every day. Every day we have, you know, contact every morning. I send him a positive quote. Sometimes it's a scripture. Sometimes it's just something that, you know, somebody sends me and I forward it to him. But, yeah, we have contact every morning.
That's Packers secondary coach Derek Ansley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. First it was HBO, then it was HBO Max. Then it was just Max, and now it's going back to HBO Max. Parent company Warner Brothers Discovery has decided that HBO is a respected brand that they should put back to help drive subscribers. Yes, by all means, lose the most respected part of the streaming title, the part that brought you Game of Thrones, True Detective, and White Lotus, and Last Week Tonight. Not sure they really lose anything if they drop Max. Snoop Dogg, or Snoop-a-loop to Will Ferrell, is putting out new material inspired by the backlash of his performance at the inauguration of the president. The rapper said he lost 500,000 Instagram followers and took a lot of heat for his decision, but said he appeared not to endorse the president, but from a deal he made with a business partner in order to bring resources to the hood. The music mogul said he does not represent the Republican Party. He does not represent the Democratic Party. He represents the gangster party. I guess it was a perfect fit then. Sorry, couldn't resist. The new season of Emily in Paris is getting a star power injection. Minnie Driver has agreed to join the show for the upcoming season, its fifth. Driver's credits include Gross Point Blank and Good Will Hunting, for which she was Oscar nominated. Driver joins Lily Collins, who plays the title character. Production is currently underway in Rome for the popular Netflix show. There is no release info yet on the dropping of season 5. Actress Scarlett Johansson is planning retaliation, and it has nothing to do with her Marvel character. Johansson was the victim of a joke on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update last year, thanks to her husband, Colin Jost's co-anchor, Michael Chi. Chi made a joke about Johansson's private parts, which shocked her as cameras caught her reaction backstage. Johansson told Vanity Fair that she was expecting a joke involving that region of the body, but was still blown away and said the joke was old school gross. Asleep with one eye open, Michael Chi. There is nothing like some good movie buzz. Even though Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning won't be released here in the States until May 23rd, it's created quite a buzz after premiering at the Cannes Film Festival. The premiere was accompanied by a 40-piece orchestra that welcomed the audience and sounds like it was an amazing evening. Variety reports Tom Cruise received a 5-minute standing ovation from the crowd after once again pulling off his own death-defying stunts in the film despite being the tender age of 62. He addressed the crowd, thanked the crew, and said goodbye to the franchise in front of the enthusiastic crowd. Tom Cruise, ladies and gentlemen, from teen heartthrob to a bit of an outcast to now quite possibly the greatest movie star ever and a pretty darn good actor as well. Can't wait to see this film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and breezy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. The wind out of the south to southwest, gusting to near 40. Tonight, scattered showers, 53. Tomorrow, cooler with showers and a high near 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.